Bloody Season by Lauren D. Estelman, read by Norman Dietz.
Disc 1.
No weather will be found in this book. This is an attempt to pull a book through without weather. Mark Twain. Remember to get the weather in your goddamn book. Weather is very important. Ernest Hemingway. Part 1. Fly's Alley. As a general thing, as far as I could make out, these murderous adventures were not forays undertaken to avenge injuries, nor to settle old disputes or sudden fallings out. No, as a rule, they were simply duels between strangers, duels between people who had never even been introduced to each other, and between whom existed no cause of offense whatever. Mark Twain, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, 1889. Chapter 1. He was dying faster than usual that morning, striping the sides of the dry sink with bloody sputum and shreds of shattered lung. His ears rang and his head felt hollow. When the first seizure of the day had passed, he remained leaning on his palms on the maple washstand, shoulders gathered into a tent behind his lowered head, the stench of evaporated night sweat stale in his nostrils. On such mornings, his senses were painfully acute, and he could not stand to be around himself. He poured blood-tinted liquid into a thick, smeared glass tumbler on the stand, set down the bottle, and drank, not lowering the tumbler until it was as empty as his head.